This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's embassy in China is protesting what it describes as blatant anti-Semitism on a program run by the overseas channel of the state broadcaster CCTV, discussing the ongoing violence in Gaza and elsewhere. In a tweet, the embassy says that we have hoped that the times of the Jews controlling the world conspiracy theories were over. Unfortunately, anti-Semitism has shown its ugly face again. On the Tuesday CGTN broadcast, the TV host questioned whether U.S. support for Israel was truly based on shared democratic values, saying some people believe that U.S. pro-Israel policy is traceable to the influence of wealthy Jews in the United States and the Jewish lobby on U.S. foreign policy makers. China has long been a strong backer of the Palestinian cause. According to a person with knowledge of the discussions, U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials have encouraged the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down the bombardment of Gaza as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mounted and pressure grew on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. Top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis Monday and Tuesday that the time is not on their side in terms of international objections to more than a week of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets. President Biden's efforts to spotlight his infrastructure plan are being overshadowed by the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians. The conflict sparked protests during the president's visit to a Ford electric vehicle center in Michigan on Tuesday as the White House faced growing pressure to intervene. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.